Vicki Foster and Jamie Stoneham are in the studio with me tonight. Vicki is the marketing and events manager at Gorham Heritage Farm, and Jamie is the cooking educator. We're going to talk tonight about an upcoming special event at the farm, their Row by Row dinner on September 8th. And in general, about this special resource, Gorham Heritage Farm, and all that it has to offer to us. I want to welcome both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's good to see you again, Vicki. I know that this farm has a deep heritage, and in fact, goes back to when Shawnee and Miami Native Americans used to wander the trails or create their own through this space. But I think it was in the 1700s, wasn't it, that it actually became a farm?
In the late 1700s, it was part of the original Sims Purchase that settled the Cincinnati area. A gentleman named James Cunningham had several sons, and he owned the property around the farm, and he set up different parcels for each of his sons. And eventually, one by one, all the parcels were sold off. Ours was sold to a family called the Brown family, and eventually the Gormans married into the Brown family, hence the name Gorman Farm. The farm was in private hands all the way up to the mid-1990s, when Jim and his sister Dorothy, the last owners of the farm, chose to donate it for public use. They had a very deep belief that families, and especially children, ought to understand and ought to remember the significance of agriculture in the history of this area. So they donated the farm first to Cincinnati Nature Center. We were part of the Nature Center for several years, and now the property is owned by the Village of Evendale and operated by the Gorman Heritage Farm Foundation.
This is just a short drive out Reading Road, essentially.
It is. We're only about 15 minutes from downtown. We're just off of I-75 and I-71, so we're very easy to get to.
As a nonprofit, which is how you're organized, I know you have to stay alive, so to speak. So part of what happens is you have this Row by Row dinner as a fundraiser, but also to build awareness. So tell us about the fundraiser that's going to occur on September 8th, and what will happen, and what would you like us to be aware of?
We decided a few years ago that we're not gala people, and we're not really high-end fancy fundraising people. We just, like any farmer, we do what we know. The same way that you build a garden is how we hope to approach the fundraiser row by row. It's a real celebration of who we are as an organization. The food is as much as we can produced on the farm. We have pasture-raised chickens. We have fresh vegetables and produce from the garden. We have things that are truly our own, things that we have raised by hand, and they belong to us, and we like to share them with the people who support us. Additionally, we look for other similar farms. Maybe we haven't raised enough potatoes, but someone else has. Or we look for local wineries, local organizations. We don't go for the biggest bang for our buck. We look for the right way to approach local organizations and have them participate and kind of celebrate the whole idea of local food and local producers.
And is that a big part of the awareness that you want to be building, is this really our connection to the land that a lot of us have overlooked at the very least?
Absolutely. We get a lot of visitors to the farm who really honestly don't take the trip in their mind farther back from the cellophane package that chicken comes in or the bag that lettuce comes in. It's an awakening for them when they can pick something out of the ground and put it in their mouth and eat it and understand what it is and how significant not only the food is, but the people who produce it.
There are lots of ways to experience the farm also, which is wonderful. And Jamie, I want to ask you about cooking classes at Gorman Heritage Farm. So tell us about those, if you would.
Our cooking classes are great. We do them once a month. Sometimes we have twice. It depends on the month. But they range from all different kinds of food. So, for example, in January, we had a tapas class, and we had Laura Robinson of Dandelion came in, and she taught a class. We also have community bake days. Two summers ago, me and some of my other camp counselors at the time built a cob oven, which is an earthen oven. And so we have these community bake days where people come out, and we fire up our oven, and it can stay hot for probably 6 hours, and it gets up to more than 600 degrees. I mean, it gets really hot. People will come, bring their dough, and we'll bake off pizzas and bread and whatever they want. So that's part of our cooking classes, but that's not as educational. That's more about learning about an earthen oven and then also trying to get that community out and knowing about what we are about and about local food. We also have a Papa's cooking class. Dr. Ron and Terry Powell are going to be coming out and talking about that class, and he's going to have some of his Papa's, hopefully, if they're in season at that time.
Vicki, you have one of my favorite get-togethers early in October. Tell us about the Sunflower Festival.
The Sunflower Festival is our harvest celebration. It's the signature event. The sunflowers are signature crops for the farm, and you can see them from Cooper Road as you drive by. We have big fields of sunflowers, and we will have pumpkins available and hay rides. Additionally, this year, we've extended our fall activities all through October. So the Sunflower Festival kicks off the Sunflower Month during the first weekend of October, but then the next Saturday, we have a family costume party, and the next Saturday, we have a Scout Day, and the next one, we have a Flying Pumpkins corporate challenge. We last year built a set of pumpkin slingshots, firing pumpkins across the field. So there are just all kinds of traditional fall harvest activities during the month of October. We're kicking off with the Sunflower Festival, of course, which has bluegrass music and clog dancers and crafts and all kinds of fun things to do.
Jamie, I'm guessing your involvement with the cooking classes at Gorman Heritage Farm are part of what led you to be chosen to go to the International Congress and Terra Madre in Italy in October. You'll represent the farm as well as the Slow Food, and that's Slow capital S, Food capital F, community. So let's start with, what is Slow Food?
Slow Food is a movement. It's actually a nonprofit, international nonprofit, and it is a movement that is trying to combat the idea of fast food. So their motto is good, clean, and fair food. So they're trying to get people to understand and remember their cultural history of food and making sure that it is raised fairly and it's healthy, and really just trying to get people to remember where their food comes from.
And as a part of that, I would guess sustaining small farmers also. Is that true?
Yes. Their big focus is to make sure that the small farmers get access to the population, because right now it's starting to fail and there's just the big, huge conglomerates that are coming in and taking over, and they want to really focus on the smaller farmers, the heritage breeds, the heirloom varieties.
And from what I read, this movement is in 150 countries, and there are many, I think 1,300 chapters of it. This event that you're going to in Italy, as I understand it, honors extraordinary agricultural and culinary diversity from all around the world.
Yes.
So I certainly read with delight that there would be tastings, which sounded wonderful. But there are workshops, conferences, dinners, tours. Tell us about just one of the workshops, if you would, please.
Sure. The one that I'm really excited about is called A Journey Through Brittany.
And locate Brittany for us.
Brittany is in France, and so it's beautiful landscape. They've been condemned to intensive pig farming there, but for Slow Food, they're trying to help the small farmers. And so this workshop will be talking about how they are building up a resistance against this intensive pig farming. And not only pig farming, but with their oysters and with their, we're going to be sampling some rare honey from their black bees and paired with artisanal beers and ciders. And just talking about how they are trying to survive through this huge intensive agriculture that is starting to take over their culture.
I know that you're planning to share this before you go to Italy in the fall and also when you return. So what are you planning to do before you go?
On September 30th from 1 to 3 at Gorman Heritage Farm, we'll be doing an open house informational session where I'll be talking about what Terra Madre Network is, what Salon del Gusto, what the International Congress is, but then also I want to hear from Greater Cincinnati people and get their takes on our traditions and our culture and what they want me to talk to the international community and food leaders about to try and change our food system to a way that they want it to be.
And then when you come back, you hope to do kind of a mini Terramondre, is that right?
Yeah, so in February, we will be doing a little Terramondre at Gorman Heritage Farm also. It will not only showcase, we have a lot of volunteers that are from international, and they will be doing some cooking demonstrations there, kind of like how we will be doing in Terramondre, but then also telling what I learned at Terramondre and at the International Congress and what decisions were made.
Vicki Foster, Jamie Stoneham, good to be with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Vicki Foster and Jamie Stoneham about Gorman Heritage Farm and their upcoming Row by Row dinner on September 8th. You'll find more information at wvxu.org about Gorman Heritage Farm and Slow Food Terramondre. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.